We're talking to Yvonne O'Reilly. She's the managing partner of Avant Team, and she specializes in evolving leaders, transforming teams, and shaping cultures. You talk about a collective genius in motion. I like that. Collective genius. And you work with teams mostly. How do you how do you get them to work together and move forward?
The assumption that I have when I meet with people is that they are intelligent, and together they have this kind of multiplier of what's possible. There's this collective intelligence people talk about, and I call it collective genius. And the part about being in motion is really important. It's really about creating that movement of mindset, that movement in dialogue, and that movement in what it is they can imagine together, they can create together, and really making that happen. So how do I work with the teams to actually mobilize, if you like, that collective genius? Again, this comes back to the systemic work, the systemic focus that I had talked about earlier. And it's really finding ways to have dialogue that's unusual, unscripted, and different. And so sometimes, to give you an example, I get them out of the place they like to be, which is behind a desk, and really into the open space. Some of my systemic work is around constellation work. So having people dialogue and talk about a real issue or a dilemma or an ambition, a goal they have, standing in an open space and, for example, demonstrating by where they stand in that open space, to what extent they are aligned or not aligned with the prevailing view, perhaps what level of confidence they have in their capacity to deliver on a product. And these are fascinating discussions because it's unscripted, it's unusual, and the kind of dialogue that happens is a real and engaging and compelling, and the collective genius is creating that space to understand that there's an arc in the dialogue. The arc is allowing room for people to sometimes ventilate, share what's authentically going on, even share those frustrations and what may come across as anger, but anger is the flip side of value, so you know behind the anger they're really looking for something that's...
They care. If they didn't care at all, they wouldn't care enough to get angry about
it. Exactly. And so it's allowing that space for all of that to come tumbling out and then mirroring back what you're hearing and having people catch that moment when the conversation naturally turns, and it always naturally turns towards, what can we do? What can we do about it? Now that we've looked at the issue, now that we've looked at the problems, now that we've looked at how we feel we're stuck, there's usually these sort of sparks of ideas that begin to emerge. And the dialogue is about flaming that spark into something that's really exciting for the team. So the ideas are there. The solutions are there. Part of my work is to help the team to put those undiscussables on the table and sometimes to look at the open wounds that are in the group still, you know, that residual emotional stuff that's unresolved, because until it's resolved, it's going to be a weight under the surface on what the team can actually do. And that's part of the work in motion. And it's a beautiful experience to observe. And it's usually a very emotional, when I say, but a positive sense for the team to see the humanity in each other, to give space to the different points of view, to finally pick up on the potential of shifting their own point of view and building something together.